Hello and welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast, episode 290, part 1, promise 12. Today is Friday, May 3rd, 2013.
There must be some way out of here, said the joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessmen, they drink my wine, plowmen dig my earth. None of them along the line know what any of it is worth. The thief, he kindly spoke. There are many here among us who feel that life is but a joke. But you and I, we've been through that, and this is not our fate. So let us not talk falsely now, the hour is getting late. Tower, princes kept the view, while all the women came and went, barefoot servants too. Outside in the distance, a wild cat did growl. Two riders were approaching, the wind began to howl.
Today's message is entitled, Promise 12. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything, give thanks. Remember that now as I minister here. In everything, give thanks. Thank God that you're here today. Thank God that you have ears to hear with. Thank God that you have eyes. Thank God that you have bodies. Thank God for your health. Thank God. Are you listening to this? Thank God for this message. And so with saying all that, in everything give thanks. And this is an exhortation sent by Paul to fellow Christians. And it sounded just as impossible then as it probably does now to a lot of people. Because I think a lot of us don't take the word seriously. It's beyond our reach. But you see, Paul was quite serious and I believe genuinely sincere. In giving this exhortation, he believed that it was possible to make every day a day of thanksgiving. But how could he do this? Because he had received the promise. He had received the promise of eternal life, and so he says, in everything, give thanks. In everything. Not for everything. In everything. Well, what was his theory? Did he attain it by standing on his head in the corner like some kind of a yoga nut? No, it was by his experience It was by his experience, and I believe, for the most part, you have to learn how to praise God in all things, give thanks, through experiences. And maybe today you're experiencing sort of, oh, I don't care attitude. You're listening on a radio, and you just, well, you know, I mean, I've heard this before, and so on. But hey, this is not only your privilege, this is your salvation, and this is your joy to remember the Lord and give thanks. No, he had received the promise, and that was enough for him. And through his experience, I said, Paul's life, I believe, was for the most part a series of hard situations. The Bible talks about him being beaten, stoned, thrown in jail. Doesn't sound like he was too popular, does it? But you see, it's only people with character that we write about, usually after they're gone. Usually after they're gone, they say, well, you know, I wonder if I could have made it through that thing. And in a way, after people are gone, they become wiser. You can understand better, and you can say, well, I don't know if I could have, having done all, stood where they stood. That's the people that we write about, and that's why we read about Paul a lot in the Bible. You never find him thankless. And I think this is something more than a good piece of advice, because the Bible says it is a command. A command that is very binding. In everything, give thanks. That's a command. In everything, give thanks. Psalm 92:1 says, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. It's a good thing, ethically, for it's the Lord's right. It's a good thing emotionally, for it is pleasant to the heart when you do it. And it is a good thing practically, for it leads others to do the same. There is a sort of a drawing to a person that gives thanks to the Lord in just about every situation. And you say, well, hey, you should be sorrowful. But yet, it looks like you're making it through all right, and you're smiling and laughing today. Now, why is that? Because you have learned to give thanks to the Lord in all things, and in everything, give thanks. That is the secret. In everything, give thanks. Besides, this is the will of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. In all things, oh yeah, in all things. So when duty and pleasure combine, who will be backward? Who will slough off? So listen to this. To give thanks to the Lord is but a small return for the daily benefits that we receive. Did you wake up this morning? Better praise the Lord for it. Huh? Your eyes working okay today? They're not sore? Do you have a little twitch under your eye? Isn't that a blessing when it goes away? It seems like everybody can see that twitch. Huh? How many have had that little twitch under their eye? Isn't that a blessing when it goes away? Think about that. Now, isn't that something to praise God about right now? How many here don't have the twitch today? You all don't. Isn't that great? Your eyes aren't twitching. I broke this big toe here, and it's still got a black nail that refuses to fall off on it. And every once in a while I'll tell Jim, I say, Jim, you know something? My toe don't hurt. Praise the Lord. And this arm that I strained by showing off, lifting up some real heavy bags of potatoes, you know, two at a time, trying to be, Mr. Macho. The pain is going away. I says, you know, Jim, the pain is going away. What a tremendous blessing. I praise the Lord for this. You start to learn how to praise the Lord in all things. And you think back for all the wonderful things He's doing for us all the time. Did you eat last night? There's a lot of people that aren't eating. Praise the Lord, you got to eat last night. Are you hearing this message? Oh yeah, but this guy over here has got more than I have. Well, is he happier? Have you got your life? You know what your treasure really is? Your life. Without that, everything else, what would it matter? Your treasure is your... Thank God for your treasure. And so I think for the daily benefits that we receive, we should just thank the Lord. I don't think we should neglect what He has called us to do by His Spirit. And so a devout praise is never out of season, for it's good for you. Praise the Lord. You just start saying that. Praise the Lord. And you get up in the morning, you start praising. I'm not talking about being some kind of a nut so everybody can hear you all the time. A lot of that is just superficial. But you just, in yourself, you say, well, praise the Lord. I found my shoes this morning. Yesterday I had to hunt for a year. Huh? Praise God. There they are. Praise God, I got them on the right feet. I mean, just learn how to praise God in the simple things. But I think it is especially suitable on Sunday. I think the Sunday without praise is a Sunday profane. And sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. Let us sing a praise of thanks and drive the devil away. You know why? The Bible says that the Lord inhabits the praises of His people. He'll live right in that praise. You can surround yourself with the Lord above you, beside you, around you, betwixt, between, underneath, over, amongst, amid. All those things. I'm to totally be covered. As you start to praise the Lord for things, and it's not an empty praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise like a parrot. Praise the Lord for your feet and your hands and your arms and your voice and your talents. And give God glory, and He will inhabit those praises. And you will see your own worth in it. You will start to feel better as you start to praise the Lord. Psalm 30 and 12. I will give thanks. Well, what thanks? Well, I think for the rent we owe. Can you thank the Lord for the rent that you owe? What a deal. What a wonderful landlord. Always pay your rent. Are you delinquent? Have you been paying your dues? That's a neat price. How would you like to give that to your regular landlord or to the bank? Praise you, bank. Thank you. No. It's more in the world. All you have to do for God is praise Him. And as a special added benefit, He inhabits the praises, comes and lives with you. Surrounds you with His love. Gives you confidence in what you're doing. Now, like your airplane does a little dip. You say, and that comes out, praise the Lord. Huh? Or you just miss somebody and have to turn a corner with that big truck full of 30,000 pounds of praise the Lord, huh? And you learn how to do that when you're not in trouble. I will give thanks, yes. And Psalm 75 and 1 says, unto thee, O God, do we give thanks. Unto thee do we give thanks, for thy name is near, thy wondrous works declare. There's a wonderful work sitting right here. One of a kind. Here's another wonderful work sitting right there. I mean, hey, only one of a kind. Have you ever thought about that? Whoa. Wonderful works all around in people. You start to treat them that way, and something will happen. You start, praise God for that person. And even if they don't treat you too well, in that they don't treat you too well, in that, in all things, praise the Lord. No, not for the person. Especially, it takes a little time. But in all things, while you're in it. And so, never let us neglect Thanksgiving. Just like I see these flowers out here. They gratefully, I believe, reflect in a lovely color. So our gratitudes also then should well up in our hearts. We should praise God again and again and again and again for our health to go about our work. Oh, it's hot today. Oh, praise God for sweat glands. Now, we've been sweating so much down here that we have nice smelling feet because all of our underarm deodorant runs down into our shoes. Praise God! Praise God, hallelujah! Isn't that right? Have you tried it lately? Once in a while, we forget to do it and we get in the dumps. We start to depend on ourselves. We start to look inward. It never works. And so I praise God again and again, because I believe stinted gratitude is ingratitude. When we choke off our gratitude, our thanksgiving, our praises, our singing songs unto the Lord, when we choke that off, that gratitude is ingratitude. Even with us, don't we appreciate gratitude? When someone is grateful for something you've done? A simple thank you instead of a criticism. I was watching these the Olympics. They haven't started yet, but it was for the retarded people, Olympics. Oh, Bob, I tell you, they were up there and they were doing these things. Well, they were jump like 2 feet maybe and just swing back and forth on the bar. But I thought, look at these people, how beautiful they are. They're giving thanks. They're so happy. All because someone saw that they had some ability. It might take a little time. It might take a little love. It might take a little coaching. It might take a little extra coaching. Well, I seen the smiles on those people's faces, and I said, oh, my God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for these people. And also thank you, Lord, for my body and for my mind. Lord, I praise you. And I think praising the Lord is when you use those abilities to help others. That's a type of praising, isn't it? Isn't that a promise? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo! Psalm 119 and verse 62, at midnight. I think there is a song like that, at the midnight hour. I will rise up and give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. And so here we have David. He wasn't afraid of robbers. He rose up not to watch his house, but to praise his God. It wasn't fear that motivated him. It was love that motivated him to praise the Lord. Because midnight, after all, is the hour for burglars. And there were bands of burglars all around his house, always someone after David. But they didn't occupy his thoughts. The Lord did. Never let fear occupy your thoughts. Or what if, or this, or that, or so on, and get all balled up in a fearful situation. Oh my God, what is going to happen now? And what if this person lets me down, or that person lets me down? And you let this fear enter in. No. Let the Lord occupy your thoughts. And so it says the Lord inhabits the praises of his people, lives there. How about you? Don't you enjoy praises? Or would you rather live where there is yelling and strife? Don't you enjoy praises? Huh? Remember when you were spraying this place? You come in like 3 days in a row spraying for roaches and all kinds. We haven't had any trouble since. But, you know, he covered the whole building down in the tunnels. I mean, he was like a commando. with a spray unit. You know, you had to light it up. The stink was terrible. And I looked down through all this fog, and all I could see was his feet from way at the end of the building. I said, my God, I wonder if he's alive. I mean, he totally fogged this whole building. Praise the Lord for you. I said, well, praise the Lord. I'm not going in there, but praise the Lord for him. And I thought, well, he's got to have some kind of a gas mask on. He lived. He lived. He was a little blue and yellow and green, but he lived. Right? Praise the Lord for you. And you went out and you said, well, I'm going to take this van home, right? You took the van home, welded the door, you know, not only that, fixed the muffler on the thing and then put bands on there so that it wouldn't rattle and all that. And I thought, yeah, that is so great. I really appreciate that. It's so wonderful. You get in there, it's like driving a Cadillac. Isn't that something to praise the Lord about? Wow. Well, don't you like praises? It made you feel good, didn't it? Sure did. Didn't that make you feel good? The rest of you got jealous, but they feel good. I can't go on with all this, but there's a lot of things we can, you know, Janine and Carolyn, and we can go on with Jim, and we can go on with all the people, Mick and Lish, all of you. Roy? Are you awake, Roy? Roy? Praise the Lord for Roy. Jingles, jangles. Bobbles, bingles, bangles. Huh? Psalm 100 and verse 4. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Well, how do you enter in? Praise and thanksgiving cause you to enter his courts of praise. Praise and thanksgiving is like incense in the temple. It raises right up unto God. It's a beautiful savor. He loves the smell of your praises. They have a beautiful aroma to them. And so we thank him for his mercy. And why do we? Because it endureth all legal. Let's hear this one now. Let's do it. Oh, we thank him for his mercy, for it endureth forever. I mean, total mercy forever? How many here need total mercy forever? Nah. See, now even the legalists have to say, well, they put their hand halfway up. Some people need more mercy than I do. Well, that's probably true, but it's there for them too also, isn't it? Are you hearing this? How many are hearing it? His mercy endureth forever. And so mercy, that's how we get in. Permits us to enter his gates. Let's praise that mercy. Want to enter into God? Praise him for his mercy. And then get into it. Glory to God. You can get into other things, can't you? You can get into fights. Hey. Huh? You can get into fights. It's easy, isn't it? Just one word, one key word. Sometimes we're waiting for that word. If that word comes out, woo! Aren't we all like that? When we're looking for an excuse, everyone is like that. 100% of the people are like that. All of us are like that. Praise God for his mercy, for it endures forever. And ever and ever and ever. And it says, and bless his name in and under all circumstances. His character, his person that's talking about, whatever he does, be sure to bless him. Bless him when he takes it away as well as when he gives it to you. There is a reason.
Oh, God. There they go. There's the truck. It's picking up my car. There it goes. Praise, oh, praise God anyway.
Huh? Well, it was sort of a grumpy praise, but it was better than nothing. Did you ever stop to think that might be a blessing in disguise? Paul says, in everything give thanks. And so we see that the gratitude is not a matter that is purely optional. Oh, you can. You can or you can't, whatever you feel like. You feel like praising God, okay, I'll praise Him. When you get up the next morning and you're feeling grumpy, sometimes we blame it on our parents. I inherited this grumpiness. Well, they didn't know how to praise God. I'm giving you an out here for using these hereditary factors. Oh, we always had tempers in our family, always flared up. Yeah. I know in our family there was that way. Huh? How many know that's the way it is? Sometimes we're kind of proud of our temper. No, I told him, and I told him good. Said it, and I'm glad. But see, they didn't know how to thank God and praise God to get out of that thing. Sort of like in the world, they say count to 10. Well, go in and pray, find 10 things to praise God for. That'll shut your mouth. Except for praising the Lord. Are you hearing this today? Ooh, 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 ooh. All you people up in the balcony, are you hearing this? All you people on the radio, are you hearing it? And listen to this tape, are you hearing it? We thank Him for His mercy because it endureth forever, and in everything give thanks. It's not optional. Are you hearing this? You can't be a Christian and be grateful and ungrateful just as it suits you. Oh, I think I'll be grateful today. I think I'll be ungrateful today. What do you do to your children in the natural when they're ungrateful? Why, you ungrateful pup, to your room! Isn't it wonderful when they're grateful? When they say, thanks, Mom, thanks, Dad. Wow. Isn't it? Well, your Heavenly Father is the same way. Do you like your kids when they're running around, their lips hanging out? Ungrateful? Huh? See, when we are in control of giving thanks, it gets out of control. You hearing it? Many times we would refuse to give thanks. We become, I said before, and I'll say it again, delinquent in paying our rent. You're the loser. I mean, in the world, they evict you. You don't pay your rent, you get evicted. You get a notice. Pay your rent or else. And the guy with the big long mustache comes, you know, it's curled up. And a little dark hat on. You didn't pay the rent. That's all it costs. See, if we really believe, we would follow what the Bible says. In all things, give thanks. And so to refuse to be thankful is to refuse to be obedient, like spoiled children. Oh, hey, when there's candy and there's cake and there's pop and ice slushies, well, when you hold out on the kids with that stuff, they pout. Don't they? They say, no! No! How early they learn that word, no. You'll find that out. Because you know why they learn that word? Because you're always telling them no. Their old evil nature that they're born with makes them do things they shouldn't do, and you have to keep telling them, no. And so when you ask them to do something, they turn around and they say, no. And then don't try to explain to the child, while he's still in diapers, or even if he's 2 years old, and give him a discourse on how to do things correct. Now, according to Dr. Spock, on page 414, your behavior, huh, and so on, and go through all this, you might have to spank him, or her, or them. Just one, huh, okay? You see what I'm talking about? Sometimes the simple, direct approach like, shut up. Dad and I are talking now. Do you understand? Or do I have to make you understand? Huh? How many are hearing this? Give thanks in all things. Don't be like that child. And so I think to refuse to be obedient is to refuse to be a Christian at all. Just like I said, those disobedient children, aren't they a pain? Huh, parents listening on the radio? And they disobey at the right time for them. Isn't it a pain? No, you aren't a parent yet. When people aren't parents yet, they say, well, when I raise my children. Very interesting. Tell me about it. But aren't little ones, and I'm just putting this in relation to us as the children of God. Now, in respect to that, when our little children, are disobedient, aren't they a pain? Aren't they an embarrassment? When they're in the store and they know they can get the best of you because all you're going to do is give them page 414 of Dr. Spock and they're grabbing candy with their little mitts all over the place, huh? Are you hearing this? And then they scream and yell and they sit down on the floor and get ugly, huh? And bawl and yell, huh? You ever seen someone try to tame a kid down like that? Now, if the mother just shakes that kid a little bit, they'll arrest him. Put him in jail. Well, just ask this person that looks like they're going to use the telephone, hold this little one for a minute, will you? Let him get bit a couple of times. Say, hey, would you mind taking this little one for 2 weeks? See, it's always the experts, those that have had no experience yet. And it's the same in all things we do. It takes experience to know what you're talking about and why you do things. Why did you do that? Oh, this is just terrible. Is it? What would you do in the same situation? And so listen, this is a fact. It is impossible, I believe, for a thankless man to be a follower of Jesus Christ. Now notice how sweeping and wide the scope of this command. Doesn't it look impossible, though? Well, it is without help from God. God is constantly calling on us to do the impossible. But if we will do the impossible, love one another, forgive one another, seek ye first the kingdom of God with all your heart, mind, and soul. That's number one. If we'll do those things which seem impossible, God will give us help. It was impossible for Jesus Christ, as said the Bible, to do miracles in his own hometown. And why? Because the people were thankless. The people were praiseless, which fostered unbelief and killed faith. You want to dry up and have your faith killed? Forget how to praise the Lord. Just forget how to praise the Lord, and you will dry up. All over, I'm talking to people, I'm drying up. Well, you're dried up, you're not praising the Lord. You're not giving thanks unto the Lord. You're not remembering that great big bulbous toe that was throbbing, boing, boing, boing. You're not praising God. You're not praising God, you don't have a headache today. Oh, I have a migraine. Hey, it's gone. Well, praise the Lord. Keep praising Him. He will inhabit the praises of His people and keep them always away. And when they are there, they will lessen. Learn how to pray. This is the secret to the whole Christian walk. Praise and thanksgiving, and He inhabits your praises, and you can only enter the gates of praise and thanksgiving with praise and thanksgiving, and you enter into the courts. Hallelujah! And it works! I was looking at my abode this morning, and I thought, praise God, look, this is beautiful. This is wonderful. Davenport, chairs, flower arrangement, stove, refrigerator, nothing in it. Praise God. Huh? And I started looking around. I said, praise the Lord. These drapes, they work. You just pull them, they work. Praise the Lord. The toilet flushes. Wow, miracle. Well, listen, that sounds funny to you, but if it didn't flush, then you'd be in trouble, wouldn't you? Don't you praise the Lord after the plumber comes and it's unstopped? Praise the Lord. Huh? I mean, there is so much to practice on, and you dry up when you don't do it. You start looking towards people. You start looking towards this or that to make you happy. You start to worry about becoming 40 years old. You worry about becoming bald. Getting 40 years old. A guy called me the other day and says, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm having a terrible time. Tomorrow I'll be 40 years old. I says, how do you think that makes me feel? I'm going to be 55 years old. You're telling me you're feeling bad for being 40. Get on out of here. In a jokey way, you know. Let's praise God you're not going on 55. You're going on 40. Big deal. Huh? There's people are pretty near have a nervous breakdown because they got a pile of zits on their face. Happened all of a sudden. Say amen, somebody. Are you hearing this? I mean, it totally wipes them out. Oh, look, I hate myself. I hate my hair. I hate my body. Well, start praising God that body is functioning. It's working. There are people that are in iron lungs. How you doing, Joe?
Oh, good, fine, okay.
Huh? Am I getting through to you? Looks impossible? The paralyzed man was told to do the impossible. Rise up and walk! But as he was willing, and that's the key word, as he was willing, Christ made the impossible possible. Now, I hate to get on this sore toe subject, but I learned so much through the sore toe, and I'm not lifting up the great deal of the sore toe. I just cut out my shoe and I went to work with that thing, you know, broken and black and blue and everything, and just sort of did one of these numbers. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Huh? And it worked! Everybody stepped on it, but it worked! You ever notice when you got an owie, everybody bumps into it, hits it, falls on it, drops stuff on it, barrels, whatever. But I mean, in everything, give thanks. Are we to cut off our thanks in difficult situations? Hey, we're always going to have situations. Today you're in a situation. You're in these little seats, and it's warm in here. And, oh, I'm sitting here, it's so warm. Or you're sitting at home, and you're uncomfortable. Oh, you're always going to have a situation. You're always in a situation. Well, there'll be one time you won't be in a situation. In the funeral home. Praise God for situations.
There you have it. That was episode 290, part 1 of Promise 12. Be sure to join us on Sunday for the conclusion. Have a great weekend. God bless you.
To England or France, you may like to gamble, you might like to dance, you may be the heavyweight champion of the world, you may be a socialite with a long string of pearls, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes indeed, you're gonna have to serve somebody. Well, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Maybe a rock and roll addict prancing on the stage. man, women in a cage. You may be a businessman or some high degree thief. They may call you doctor, or they may call you chief. But you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you are, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
It may be a state trooper, it might be a young Turk, maybe the head of some bigger TV network. You may be rich or poor, you may be blind or lame, maybe living in another country under another name, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you are, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Maybe construction worker working on a home, might be living in a mansion, you might live in a dome. You may own guns and you may even own tanks. You may be somebody's landlord, you may even own banks, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve,
yes,
somebody.
You're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be devil, it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
You may be a preacher, preacher, spiritual pride. Maybe a city councilman taking bribes on the side. Maybe working in a barber shop, you may know how to cut hair. It may be somebody's mistress, maybe somebody's heir, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Might like to wear cotton, might like to wear silk, might like to drink whiskey, might like to drink milk, might like to eat caviar, you might like to eat bread. Maybe sleeping on the floor, sleeping in a king-size bed, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve,
yes, indeed,
somebody.
You're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Bobby, or you may call me Zimmy, you may call me RJ, you may call me Ray, you may call me anything, no matter what you say, you're still gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Yes, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, and it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.